This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey.
Jesus criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain is
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What's going on, everybody? We are back to Tour de Pizza. Duh. You keep saying do, and it. No. All right. The best of the news is, not only do we have. All right. I should have said this before we went on the air.
Okay.
Behave.
I know. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
I don't have a good track record on Fridays.
When people are here.
When there's an audience, a live studio audience, I kind of get a little squirrely.
You do lose control.
But I'm going to try to maintain myself because you have a surprise for me today.
Well, no, it's not necessarily a surprise for you.
It's a surprise for...
It's just a surprise for mankind.
Okay.
You know, it's a surprise for talking sports. It's a surprise for anybody that happens to stop in. Obviously, the Randy regime that's stopped by.
Live and in person.
I will say this much. Shane Graham is going to be very upset he's not here today.
I saw his post.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, I was tagged in a message last night late that said a Hall of Famer.
Legend.
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 Which you don't use the L word often.
I hate that word.
You don't say legend. You don't say anything with L.
I love my wife. I love my kids.
What about love me?
I love my wife and I love my kids.
You really love your co-host?
We're still only 2 weeks right. out from.
Yeah, we're still trying to work out our
right our differences. Right,
but I'm excited because
Trump Jr. and I
don't know who.
You don't.
I don't know who's coming.
Honestly, nobody knows.
So if you want to get here and potentially meet two Hall of Fame,
not potentially. They're like coming. I said, I just got a phone call and I hung up on this person.
Okay.
Because you said, oh, look, there they are.
I was speaking of the regime.
I thought it was the guest.
Who are the most important members of mine.
True. True.
And did you see Mike's shirt?
Yeah.
The original knockout shirt when Tour de Pizza first sponsored the show. On the back is the Tour de Pizza logo.
Right there in the middle.
That's a sweet design.
Right in the middle. So we're going to talk.
Okay.
We're going to talk some WWE.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to talk some UFC.
Okay.
Big fight. Not a big one. A fight card is tomorrow in London.
Sure.
We're going to talk about Brooklyn. We're going to talk about the pizza tour in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. In the house?
We're going to throw some love to the Holiday Inn Express in Brooklyn where we'll be staying.
You're going to come back smarter after that.
Scott Peterson. Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Stay there. You can come back. You know all your NCAA basketball stats, all your tournament scores.
Any other big things that went down yesterday?
Well, the NCAA started.
I know.
March Madness. I mean, Arizona's out. Actually, how about a new submission for the best Harris ever? How about Jeremy Harris from Buffalo, University of Buffalo, knocking off Arizona in the big dance? I think he had 23 points and like 7 boards. So for best Harris ever, let's go Jeremy.
No, Walt. It's still Walt.
Right now, current? What has Walt done for me lately?
What has Walt done for you at any time?
Well, I mean, he may be walking through the door in a few moments. I don't know.
He may be.
Would you drop the L word on Walt Harris?
You know me well enough.
You'd be biased because of the last name.
Well, any Harris is a legend. there's absolutely no doubt. All right, I need to ask you a question, not sports related.
Okay.
pizza related.
Sure.
We are at Torta Pizza. Hey, pizza's on us, by the way, so make sure you guys order some pizza.
Pizza's on me, by the way.
Really? Who's the
pizza?
Okay.
Compliments of Knockout Radio.
And Torta Pizza.
And Torta Pizza.
Yeah, we got it.
We're hand in hand.
Why do you throw the dough in the air?
Oh, well, I don't throw the dough in the air. Because it loses its shape, and you put holes in it. It's just for show. It's just for show.
Okay.
Why do you wear clothes when you're on the radio?
For show. Okay. I got to get all knocked out, so it's for show. All right, so Arizona goes down.
Yeah.
Davidson goes down, which isn't a big surprise. I know that Sean picked Davidson and Arizona because Dr. Davidson's kid goes to Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So we thought it would be a nice little tie if Davidson then, played Arizona. It
never works out. You never work out.
How about Miami? Big shocker there.
Oh, with the bridge collapse?
No, we're talking NCAA.
Oh.
See what I got to
do? No, but I was like, yeah, that made huge headlines. I mean, that's crazy.
No, that was awful.
Our thoughts and prayers.
We're trying not to talk about awful stuff just yet.
Of course. No, but I thought that's where you were going with the.
No, I'm talking about Miami losing in the final second.
Well, that's what March Madness is all about. You're supposed to lose in the final second.
Isn't that the guy that was wearing the Conor McGregor shirt last time?
That is Ryan.
Hey, you don't want to go anywhere.
Welcome back, Ryan.
You want to stay here for about the next 10 minutes.
Is McGregor coming?
Trust me.
Dude, if McGregor walks in that door, holy crap, we're naming a piece after him.
I said legend.
Oh.
I didn't say Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor's a legend in Ireland.
No, he's not a legend.
In Ireland.
We sat down and talked to those race car drivers.
Yeah, they don't like him.
And they're from Ireland.
Doesn't mean everybody doesn't like him.
No, that's true.
Because they did say that even if you don't like them, they're going to get behind them because of the Irish and the national pride. So they're going to support their guy no matter what.
When it comes to a fight.
What makes him a legend?
What makes him a legend? Make him a legend.
Like, Conor McGregor. Behind him?
No, Conor McGregor's not a legend.
He most certainly is.
No.
He will be.
That's not saying that he is now.
Else went into boxing and made $100 million?
That doesn't make you.
The fight of the century.
If he would have beat Mayweather, made $100 million, not that the money has anything to do with the other, but if he would have gone over and beat Mayweather from MMA, then maybe he's a legend. He's on the way to legendary status,
okay.
But I wouldn't say that he's a legend.
His suit that he wore was legendary.
It was impressive.
And his Jeremy Stevens t-shirt was impressive because you bought one.
I bought one.
Which you don't come out of pocket for nothing.
One of the three MMA shirts that I've purchased.
So
I purchased that one. We're just past the awful anniversary of the passing of Charles Mask Lewis, and I bought that memorial shirt.
Now, there's a documentary coming out.
It's been out.
It has.
Yeah, okay. It's been out.
I saw it on Facebook being circulated, so I thought maybe it was a new.
No, it's been out a while on Charles, and Charles was a dark, dark guy.
Okay.
And I thought I knew him a little. I didn't know him at all.
Wow.
After watching how dark he was.
Really?
Well, look at the way he dressed. Yeah, You know, it wasn't just a gimmick, even though it was like you and the naked pizza and all that kind of stuff. You know, that was his persona.
Of course.
But he was in a dark, dark place.
So you don't know the man behind the mask.
Well, you never do.
Never do.
You know, do you ever know any of that stuff?
So,
I don't know. So, momentarily.
I keep looking at the front door, and I just saw a lady walk by to go to the hair salon. I'm like, oh, that's not her. Because you said it could have been it could be a female.
It could be.
So I'm so on edge. I'm nervous in my own restaurant. Honestly,
you should be.
I can't believe that I'm going to have legends come in the restaurant other than myself.
Well, first of all, you're not a legend.
Oh, apparently, allegedly, I am.
You may be on your way to legend this, like Conor McGregor, but I would not go.
That pizza I made was legendary today.
That was good.
Oh, it was good.
It was good.
Well, you don't eat the crust.
So I know that.
You're just like scraping off toppings.
I ate one. I did eat one piece of. So we do have a gift certificate food and sweets festival.
That's exciting.
That is tonight.
Move.
Maggie on the move.
Did you see I put an offer on a food truck last night?
I know.
So the Tour de Pizza Roach Coach is what they call them.
Would you really call it that?
The Roach Coach? I wonder if they've ever done that. I wonder if anybody's ever done a Roach Coach, like actually named it Roach Coach.
And have little roaches on the outside of it?
That'd be interesting. It'd be the best branding. I mean, get attention.
We're going to talk branding.
Okay.
That's going to be an entire segment, maybe even two entire segments.
Okay.
Just branding and how to brand yourself and how to take what you're doing, what we're doing to the next level. That's coming up.
Sweet. Yep. I'm excited.
See, Pouncey asked to be cut by the Miami Dolphins.
No.
Yep.
I did not see that.
Dolphins getting rid of a lot of body. Got a lot of body.
A lot of players.
A lot of people got rid of Sue.
I heard he's going to New England, like the Patriots have interest in him.
Well, there was talk of the Saints.
Okay.
Oh, Saints? The Saints. Okay. Michael Bennett goes to the Eagles. I don't know if you saw the guy who threw the Philadelphia special, two folks for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Threw out the first pitch at the Phillies game the other
day. Okay. That's cool.
Keith Thurman threw it out as well. And what does he do right after that? Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Get paid. Move on. You know, you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Absolutely.
You don't have a productive season this year and your value's gone.
Okay. I know it's almost break time, so three questions.
Okay.
On who the guest is coming. Three questions. Go.
All right. Do I have a haircut similar to any of the guests?
That would be...
Okay, so it's not Chuck Mann. It's not the Iceman. Is it...
This is live radio, so just stop playing.
It's Randy Couture.
No.
Okay. Is it Matt Hughes?
No. All right. So there's your three questions. You are awful at this game.
Well, I don't know how to play.
We're going to hit a break.
I strongly suggest
if you're listening to this show,
send me questions.
You have time. Get down here to Torta Pizza 2, 8800 4th Street North in St. Pete. Free pizza, free Renaissance Festival tickets, and you're going to meet a legend.
Bring a question or two or three.
Momentarily, possibly by the time we come back. Live from Torta Pizza 2, this is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Can I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute, vanilla?
Yep, it's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Yo, this is Bert Watson.
Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights. That's Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin'! Yeah! All night long.
Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars. Mickey and Minnie set the stage for a star-studded show. Elsa explores her secret ice powers. Belle brings life back to Beast's enchanted castle. Rapunzel soars through the air. And Ariel sings with her six sisters. Every star has talent to share. And Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars.
Playing at Amalie Arena March 22nd through 25th. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
It's the award-winning musical that everyone is talking about.
I will always love you.
The Bodyguard, based on the smash hit movie and starring Grammy nominee and R&B superstar Deborah Cox. Book your tickets today. You'll love The Bodyguard.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
March 20th to the 25th at the Strass Center. Get tickets now at strasscenter.org.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bomb. World. Wide. Let's just
stay free to do what I want.
Performing amongst the greatest. My father brought boats over in the 80s. Now I got fought on my own shit, man. It's crazy. This is all by design. 100 million and I'm still on the grand. 8 billion
all
views and I'm still
on the clan. Who's walking in?
Really? We had Chuck Liddell at my gym on 49th Street.
Okay.
And cars did crash.
Wow.
And this was pre-MMA explosion.
Wow.
You know, even though I argue with you and anyone else that MMA is nowhere near people think it is,
sure,
but it's still a whole lot further along than it was when what do you want?
I can't hear.
What are you here for?
Oh, I'm going to hear you talk. I want to hear your testimony.
Yeah.
I'm
it's all good.
So you think we'll cause an accident? Put in a stoplight just for us, I believe.
Roger.
At 87th Avenue.
Probably this new. All right, I know you said you had something you wanted to talk about before.
Well, yeah, so see the day I saw you checked into the Phillies spring training,
yep.
You know, and then you rushed right over to Ray J to one buck to catch the press conference. I saw you live from there.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the signings? Like anything that stands out?
Yeah, the thing that stands out is signing Cam Bray. Huh? You knew that they were going to keep Mike Evans,
right?
You know, which they should.
He got a big contract, but
huge,
5 years.
But he deserves it.
$62 million, is that?
He deserves it. You know, Mike Evans is one of the top five, maybe even three, but top five receivers. And oh, by the way, when the legend gets here, we'll talk some football with
him. Oh, so I still have no idea who is coming to my restaurant.
Big football.
Big football.
Big football.
Did he play football?
Big football guy.
Did he play football?
Yeah.
For college.
I don't know.
Or high school.
You'll have to ask her.
It's a her.
Who knows?
I'm so confused.
As well you
should. I'm in knots. I even changed my shirt like so I have a clean, presentable attire.
So, Mike Evans signing, I love that. I love the break. I still say it was a wasted pick, picking O.J. Howard. I truly believe that. You know, with Humphreys, with Evans, with Brate, you didn't need that.
You don't need
that.
A dominant tight end. I mean, all the teams.
You have a dominant tight end. His name's Cam Brate.
You think he's better than O.J. Howard?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
Absolutely, I do.
Big words.
And the problem is, when can O.J. Howard get on the field if Brate's on the field?
Right.
And Howard's on the field.
Well, I think.
And Evans is on the field.
I think with the signing, it shows where the Bucs are going. So are they going to trade O.J. to get a...
Well, they don't have to because they've got him for another couple of years. I just think you should have done what Dallas has done, what Green Bay has done, and draft some big, huge, fat guys.
Okay. All right.
That's so, lineman, right?
Fat guy.
linemen are just big, guys, huge fat guys.
Fat guys win football games.
They do.
That's a fact.
You know, Emmitt Smith, superstar stud, but put Barry Sanders, put almost any other anyway, really good running back.
Put the naked pizza man there. I'll get through that hole.
You'd die.
No, I grease up. Olive oil on the body. They can't catch me. I slide right off.
I
could run behind the Dallas Cowboys line of the 90s. I'd be the all-time leading rusher.
I don't know about all-time leading, but
I mean the greatest all-time.
If you're going to grease up, then we should talk about the Bacon Barbecue and Brews Festival.
Ooh,
that's coming up next month.
I love the show because there's always food involved. I mean, it's the greatest perk.
When I look at the UFC Bellator, now Alliance, schedule, I look at who is first.
Oh, crap.
Okay. Everybody who was coming.
If you're not, so they're pretty much
have a seat. Both of you guys have a seat. Okay.
Oh my.
Absolutely. Sit down. All right. So sitting down with us right now is all I said was a legend was walking through the door. And I didn't really even go into detail. I've known this legend for, I believe, 32, 35 years.
A lifetime.
It's been a long time. Ken Shamrock at Torta Pizza.
Yeah.
What is up, brother? Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. How are you? And
Brandon Rhymes.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
I'm great. Sir.
But you texted me the other day. You said that you're going to start coming to town a lot more. You have some stuff going on. I don't even know what you have going on.
Right. It's, well,
I'm just pumped that you texted me a couple days ago and said you're here.
Yeah. So I got to think of my buddy when I come to Florida, right? Listen. I've been doing this for a while. I've been transitioning the celebrity status, my popularity, all the things that I was able to build up into MMA, the world of MMA and pro wrestling. But I had to figure out how do I use, now that I'm out of all of this, I take what I've already built and be able to move on into something bigger or even better. How do I move to another life? And so I started trying to figure it out, brought in some different people to help me understand how to leverage my popularity towards maybe even, you know, business ownership. Well, to leverage that with my popularity, maybe get some equity ownership in some different companies and businesses to keep bringing in some income. And so I did that for a while, trying to figure out how it all worked. Finally got all the pieces in place, and I came up and had this opportunity to talk with Brandon through Des Woodruff, who's my business partner. Now Brandon is also my business partner. We've came up with this idea that he and his wife or fiance, they'll be married in a week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That have been working on this for about 5 years, and they've gone through the ups and downs. And it's almost something that I was doing, trying to figure out how I take my popularity and use it in the business world. Well, we've come up with this opportunity now where we can work together and be able to help business owners. People who are just average Joes, this pizza parlor or anybody else, how do they get ahead of competition? How do you put yourself in a position to compete with everybody and then go above that? And it's very simple, but most people don't know how to do that. And that is make yourself a celebrity owner of a pizza shop. How do you do that? You use business, you use radio, you use TV to leverage yourself within your own community or your own town. Everybody knows who you are through what? Through commercials, through TV, through radio. We position these guys as celebrities in their own world of business.
We're going obviously based here in Tampa, St. Pete. I mean, is it going to be spread out? So you're going to have these in the country or all over the world?
Yeah, I'll let Brandon speak to that because, like I said, he launched it and we're basically now business partners in the same business. And he has this plan already set in play and we're just going to help him move forward with it.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're leveraging the platform that I built over the last 5 years. So I've been on air as I branded myself locally as the real estate quarterback because I own my own real estate brokerage. And I approached Des and Ken with the model of the idea. I've written a couple books. One of my books is called.
Well, yeah, and honestly, he's modest about his quarterback status. You know, he played for a pretty big college down here.
That's right. USF, yeah, South Florida Bulls, okay. The inaugural team. And wow. I grew up, you know, playing quarterback on the team. My dad was the coach. We've seen how that dynamic plays out. You know, he was a hard SOB, you know, keeping us tough, making us win, helping us win. So ultimately, the idea is, you know, hey, we've got something that is marketable. We've got something here. Oh, the book I mentioned is I've written a book called Become the MVP in your industry by surfing the radio waves. So it's on Amazon. You know, people can check that out. But basically, we're taking that business idea of starting your own show, growing your sphere of influence, and how to make more money, increase your revenues, create a lot of cool business relationships, a lot of great barters, you know, that come along with that, being a celebrity, being a radio show. You guys are laughing. You know about that.
You're talking my language right now. Right?
You see what I'm saying?
Off the air, we'll talk about some of my barters.
They were a lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and we mentioned it, you know, Brio Tuscan Grill. Let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you to get your free appetizer over there. You know, these types of scenarios. So what I built is a celebrity, local celebrity, you know, without being too egotistical, right? You know, definitely not on the level of Mr. Shamrock here. But, you know, as a local celebrity real estate expert, I've got specific knowledge, and we're partnering up. We're growing this Business Growth Celebrity Academy. So to answer your question, Randy, you know, what it is, it's not one specific location. We're going to be selling this online, Facebook Live, ClickFunnels. We're going to be speaking on stages. I'm looking to get on Grant Cardone's 10X Growth Con next time. I think he's going to do it in October. You know, so we're going to be live. We're going to be pitching this from stage, and we're going to say, hey, if you're a real estate agent, insurance agent, health practitioner, doctor, dentist, whatever, if you want to be the center of attention, grow a network, increase your business, we're going to teach you the way to do it, the shortcut, how to do it, to save a lot of the mistakes, miss a lot of the that we went through, and basically streamline, go 0 to 1 hour very quickly, and make a lot of money in the process and have fun.
How did you hook up with Ken?
Interesting. You know, we've had the debate on the show recently of is it what you know, is it who you know, and I think it sincerely is a combination. You know, it's a combination of having the drive, heart, the work ethic to be able to do that. So what I did, it was interesting. Another friend of mine that I met through networking, writing my book, I met a gentleman by the name of John McKee in Tampa. He has a really unique company called buyingameeting.com. So I was talking to him. I'm one of the experts on there. And then Des Woodruff, Ken's business partner of 3 or 4 years now, and also our business partner now. So I linked up with him on a Skype call, and I'm pitching the idea to him. I'm saying, here's what I want to do. Here's my book. By the way, I mailed him a copy of my book so he could read it. He reads the book. And when I'm pitching it, when I'm going through it, he doesn't realize I'm actually pitching him. I'm like, no, I want you to help. Dez is a smart guy. He's an entrepreneur. He's was one of Kiyosaki's top traders, you know, taking businesses online, teaching them how to stock trade.
Yep.
So we've got great pieces here. We've got a great team. And so that's how I got linked up.
I got you. Ken, what is it like? You know, I don't want to use the R word, but it's been a, you know, since you fought, you are a legend, and everybody here knows that I don't like to use that R.
Right.
I hate it. It's such an overused word.
Yeah, you right. Got in a ring and fought, so now you're a legend. Oh, wait a minute.
What is it like to walk in? Nobody here knew coming. And for Matt, for his auto drop when you walked in. What is that like to still be thought of that way?
It's an honor. You know, it means I did things right. You know, there's a lot of things when you're fighting and you're it's like being a child, right? And you're growing up and you make so many mistakes along the way. You just hope the mistakes that you make aren't ones that could ruin you or kill you. And so I'm very fortunate that I was able to somewhat keep my reputation intact, keep the honorable Ken Shamrock out there. You know, like I said, I'm not perfect. You know, I made a lot of mistakes like everybody else, but I always wanted to make sure that I was honest about everything that I did, even the mistakes that I made, that I was honest about it, you know, and my beliefs on it. And so I've always kept that motto, and it seemed to work out for me because, you know, people always want to challenge me on all kinds of different situations. And I will say, well, that's fine, but I also have an opinion also. Don't hate me for my opinion, and I won't hate you for yours.
All right. I don't want to embarrass you before we hit this break. I just want to tell these guys a story. I mean, it was you and I at the Super Bowl in San Diego. I'm sure you guys don't know this story, but so we do the radio show. Ken comes down and the show finishes. And one of the bodyguard, you know, for the athletes, it's like, oh my God, it's Ken Shamrock. It's Ken Shamrock, you know, acted like a schoolgirl and said, Ken, you know, the players would love for you to come into the back room and hang out. And so we all start walking and okay, sure. And we all start walking and the guy goes, oh no, meaning not me.
Right.
You know, just Ken and his wife.
Yeah.
And Ken's like, you know what? We're good. We're not going to go. Yeah. And the guy was like, and I've always remembered that. Yeah. That meant a lot. And it's no matter how big you are, right, doing things like that, you know, we for a long, long time. Yep. So somebody was writing a book about it, said, does anybody know anything? And I called him to tell that story because it's, you know, we've all done bad. We've all done good.
That's a powerful testament.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's like when we talk about, you know, fans and when you walk in and you have that kind of respect, you know, like I said, it's an honor, but it's also too, I think the young guys out there listening or people that are listening that are getting somewhat into some celebrity status. Just remember this, man. It's like we are privileged to be in a position to where people are really liking what we are doing. And they almost put us up on a pedestal. And
not all of them.
Right. Yeah. But to not take advantage of that, because in the end, when it's all said and done and the smoke clears, we're no different than anybody else. So appreciate that time. Appreciate the people that appreciate you. And then when it's all over, said and done, and the smoke does clear, you'll still be respected.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the seminar. We'll talk some MMA. I know we want to talk some football.
Hell yeah, brother.
We used to do those football segments as well. And the cool guys here. Yeah. So, you know, we can do a whole lot more. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza 2, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Can I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Yo, this is Burt Watson. Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights. That's Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin', yeah, all night long. And
it's the award-winning musical that everyone is talking about.
I will always love you.
The Bodyguard, based on the smash hit movie and starring Grammy nominee and R&B superstar Deborah Cox. Book your tickets today. You'll love The Bodyguard.
March 20th to the 25th at the Stress Center. Get tickets now at stresscenter.org.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Torta Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Holy cannoli. Alex Webb just walked in the door. I don't know what's going on there. All right, so seminar. Where do they start? How do people sign? Because it's definitely something, and it's ironic. You know, we were talking off the air. It's a lot of what Matt was telling you, what he's done,
right?
You know, with the Mohawk and all that kind of stuff. And so I strongly recommend people doing that and following up. And I've never heard of these types of seminars. So how do people do it? How do they sign up? And how often will you be in town?
Go ahead. Hey, listen,
be careful what you tell me.
No, that's what I'm saying, because me and him now business partners, and that we'll be working very closely on this business together. We'll be coming up here quite a bit, because I know they have the same mindset that we have, is that time is money, money is time, and we don't have time to waste.
Yeah. Yeah. So to answer your question, we haven't fully committed to a seminar business going online, but basically what we're doing is there's so much availability to be able to sell online. So we're going to have webinars where people can log on, learn from the comfort of their own home or their own office. They can pick up the idea from the webinar. A lot of it's going to be virtual learning. What they're going to be purchasing is the complete, I like to use the term business in a box, you know, a turnkey. Hey, here's how you go from not having a radio show, nobody knowing you, to having your own show, and growing your sphere of influence, leveraging, harnessing the power of the media, much like you're doing, Randy, and you've been doing for many years. So it's a way that people can do that. So we're going to deliver that through online, through video series.
And with that, too, understand that it's not just handing them this key, this turnkey business, and then all of a sudden they're on their own. Every 2 weeks, there's always a what you call them, like a group meeting where
live web chat
where they can actually say, hey, how you doing, how far you gotten, you're getting through this okay. So there's a group meeting kind of thing where everybody can actually bounce off one another, make sure that they're getting all the information they need to be successful. So it's not like we just drop it off to them and say, hey, that's it. It's a constant coaching process.
Crazy how far things have come,
right,
since like you're till now.
Yeah,
you know, my first radio show that you were on to now, you know, you used to have these big trucks and stuff, and now you can do it like that. MMA wise, you know, I like to ask this question. Do you ever regret that your career was 20 years ago and it's not today?
I don't, because I look at it that I was in a very unique position because what will never change is being the first. And so for me, I felt like, wow, you know, maybe I wasn't in it in the time where there was a whole lot of money being made, but I made enough money. And I felt like, wow, there's no way that I would trade being one of the first people in Japan to wear the belt, one of the first people here in the United States to wear the belt in mixed martial arts and no holds barred, because that's something that will never change and you can never take that away, and no money in the world can buy that.
Should I bring up Tito Ortiz's name?
Yeah, absolutely. We're good.
Good, bad, and different.
No, we're good. Yeah.
You know this, Matt. You know, I remember maybe five fights of the 3,000 I've been to. I remember two press conferences of 10,000 I've been to, but I remember that one with Tito. How quickly after the last fight, you know, and we've talked many times since then, you know, did it kind of go away and it was more this thing and then the dislike for each other?
Yeah, and I really, you know, the thing with Tito wasn't anything to do with Tito, right? I mean, my anger really stemmed from the idea that, because I've always been able to be successful, I was always able to fight through adversity, and I was always able to get to the top. And when I fought Tito, I felt like that I was better than him, right? And that I could beat him. But the only thing that, and we all know this, Father Time is undefeated. And I was fighting against Father Time, not Tito.
Yeah.
And so all my anger came out on Tito because I couldn't get young enough. It's like every morning I'd wake up, man, I wish I was 15 years younger. Man, I wish I was 15 years younger. I did that for 2 months before the fight, but I didn't get any younger. So, it's like all my anger came out on him because of my frustrations of not being able to beat him.
Are you an MMA fan? Have you watched Ken's fights back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and is it kind of weird? You know, you watch the guy growing up, you the legend that he is, and now he's a business partner.
Yeah, yeah, it has that little bit of an element to it, because I used to love watching him on you know, I've heard the story a couple times now, but I used to ride my bike, me and my brother, to the local video store called Video Hunters Paradise, and we went in and we rented 1, 2, and 3, you know, UFC 1, 2, and 3, and we loved it. We're like, wow, you know, this is eye opening. this is grown men bare knuckle, right. and we just loved it. And he and I, my middle brother. We were both wrestlers ourselves, you know, and I football and track and baseball, wrestling. I never got into the MMA as far as, you know, I didn't want to be hit in the face.
He's like, no,
know?
Bare knuckle.
Yeah, I didn't want to be hit in the face, but yeah, it's cool. And it's really kind of a testament to the Business Grow Celebrity Academy and the ability to leverage, you know, so when you, like, for example, with the show, kind of taking it back to the business side is when you have a show, you're able to call up guys like Ken Shamrock, you know, for a business show, like my show with real estate, I'm bringing on, you know, Mayor Bob Buckhorn, St. Pete Mayor Kreisman, Clearwater Mayor Creticus. And so that's kind of the business idea. But yeah, it's awesome to be able to have a relationship with Ken and Ez, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Talk about the show that you have. This is,
yeah,
I'm pretty only show possibly in the world that will talk about other shows.
Right.
You know, and I don't have a problem. That.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, let my listeners know about your show and where they can hear it.
That's real cool of you, Randy. And I'd love to have you on my show as well, do the same. And essentially, so what we've done is I started 5 years ago with it was called the Real Estate Quarterback Show, because again, I wanted to carve myself out as the expert in the niche of real estate to grow my business, much like you did, Matt, with the pizza and
the hair.
So I started that show. And man, I just fell in love with the idea of being on air, being that celebrity, being the center of influence. Because, you know, you've heard of these business networking groups. You go out, sure. there's one CPA, financial advisor, one realtor. So it's kind of has that model to it where we want to have exclusivity per category. So we use it like that as a business networking group. I've got between 60 and 80 show partners that we refer business to each other. So think about the power just in that. Then we're on air and real estate agent to pitch my real estate listings live on air. So that sets me apart from all of the other brokerages. And there's probably 25, 30,000 real estate agents in Tampa Bay. So you really got to be different. You got to be differentiation and have innovation to do that. So my show is 5 o'clock drive time, 1380 The Biz, the Wall Street Business Network over on Salem. And we kind of record our show Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you're definitely invited. You guys come check it out. We'd love to get you on air as well.
Absolutely.
And then we do a replay Sunday morning on 102.5 The Bone, 7 a.m. So the show that we recorded yesterday with Ken will air Sunday morning. So 2 days from now, 7 a.m. on The Bone.
So when this is, I don't know if it's already started or when it does, you know, start, do people sign up? Is it a registration thing? You know, how do people get involved? Because I'm sure people are going to want to do that.
Yeah, we would love to talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate, mortgage, pretty much anybody that wants to grow their sphere of influence, grow their business, make more money, become a celebrity in their market. We would love to talk to them. The website is BGCA, like Business Growth Celebrity Academy. .co, BGCA.co. It's got right now, there might be just a landing page, or just check back in a couple days, because it's really this new. We just inked the deal. So, but they can reach out to me directly if they like. And so
these people don't necessarily have to be in the media or have a radio show or any of that kind of stuff. It's really any business that you're looking for, that they're looking for, taking it to the next level.
Exactly. We want to take this to Main Street. We want to take this from you know, almost like a Hollywood style of celebrity, of being known, to any local business owners. And we're going nationwide with it. So we're going to be, you know, we're kind of still up in the air about the specific way. Maybe we go to Orlando and do a series there. We go to Miami, we bring on some onboarding show hosts there. But ideally, I think it's going to be mostly online, since you can leverage with ClickFunnels. And then we'll have a Facebook group supports to answer all those questions of the different scenarios that come in. How do I bring on contributors? You know, you bring contributors on, they actually pay for your show. You have a lot of cool barters. You have the ability to call up national, local celebrities, the local politicians, you know, and all of that is a really cool thing that you can then repurpose on all of your social media sites. We have cameras. I work with WeBeam TV, where they have cameras in studio. So we have technically a TV show as well. Right. So now we have the content recorded, and you're able to repurpose that content And it just provides a lot of extra clout in the community. There's so many benefits to it. It's just a lot of fun.
And that's the thing, you know, for a guy like me, I've been a self-marketing, you know, mogul for the last 10 years, you know, and I'm always talking about me, and
Yes, he does.
And it's always me.
And it's okay because I have the personality to go out and do it. And it's just like being in sales. You kicked in 10, 11 out of, you know, you ask 10 people and 9 people think you're crazy. The 10th one hires you and becomes a co-host of a show. But what you're doing is you're giving the power of the network
right to
the makes them unique if they don't have the personality to do it on their own, such as myself. So sure. I see your value. It's tremendous. I know Randy always likes me to have questions for like our guests, but can't. I mean, you know, music is so powerful and radio is powerful because it captures a moment in time when you're in a certain phase in your life or a song.
It's a mood.
The thing that I keep looking at the table, I look and you're sitting in my restaurant, which is a dream. Like, right? I can't believe it's a tear of joy. I can't believe that Ken Shamrock is sitting inside Tour de Pizza, a local pizzeria that I created from the heart to combine gourmet food with active lifestyle. I song from E-40, a West Coast rapper. I know you're big into rap, Randy.
But
the lyric goes, front row with the ultimate fight, Shamrock and Severin, right? I remember
Detroit era
of my life of growing up.
Yeah.
So I mean, but for me, this is the ultimate to have you in my restaurant. It's an honor to potentially work with you in the future. Will be incredible. I would love to join your network. I don't know if you have a Naked Pizza Man on your program or because I know you're one per category.
We might have to develop a category for that.
Hey, Joe, go get the olive oil. I got a new job.
Why did you have to bring up the Detroit fight?
Why did you bring up the Detroit fight? Detroit was probably the worst fight ever in UFC history.
MMA history.
Yeah.
Probably MMA history. I was going to go because, if I remember correctly, the winner was going to then be the headliner in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And I've never been to Puerto Rico. And I told my wife, I said, when Ken wins, now I know the reason and I know what happened, but when Ken wins, I'm Puerto Rico, and then Big John puts out the rules.
Then the squid match happened. Everybody threw in all these. Wait, what? Throw like hockey?
Yeah.
And hockey when they start throwing the something in, it was in Detroit.
Yeah.
And after our match is over, they started throwing in all these.
Well, that was the fight that you guys were not allowed to throw a punch.
Right. They changed the rule.
At the last second. And...
Yeah. But even so, that was a horrible match. I don't know how Dan Severn says that was a strategic match. That was bad on both. Neither one of us went there to fight.
It was awful. Over the break, and then we'll finish up hanging out with Ken Shamrock right here at Tour de Pizza 2. This is Talking Sports, by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Center.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Join the Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends, February 10th through March 25th. Enjoy craft beer, live entertainment, mermaids, fairies, and more. Discount coupons available at Subway and Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Can I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute. Vanilla?
Yep. It's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
I'll tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Yo, this is Bert Watson. Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights that Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin'! Yeah! All night long.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Everybody get up.
Right, we are back. Final few moments here coming to you from Torta Pizza 2. Looking back on the very long, legendary career of my buddy Ken Shamrock, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What's fight, what first, whatever, other than our trip in San Diego together?
Well, if you talk about me just looking at my, right, he's looking at my trip, you know, my career as a whole, just looking at it from 30,000 feet up. And what sticks out to me, for me, it's really more about, I think, the process. The process, I was privileged to be in the late 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s, involved in No Holds Barred in MMA. To me, I look at it and I just think, man, that right itself is like I lived a whole life just in that small span of my career. And just to be very fortunate to have been there in the beginning. And I say this when people ask about, you know, what was it like to be involved in the very beginning? And I tell them, man, I tell you, there's nothing more satisfying in a lifetime to be the first in something, to be able to help create something that will live on. And you're going to be that person that will always be remembered as the one that helped create it.
Obviously, one is scripted, one isn't. We all know you know, your wrestling background as well as your fighting background. Well, depending on what country we're talking about.
Or what generation.
Yeah, which generation. And who's in the octagon or whatever. What was the biggest difference to you? Which was harder?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, wrestling is... Yeah. The bangs and the bruises and the injuries, I think sometimes it's worse than in an MMA fight.
Well, I was asked this question this week, asking, you know, which one was more difficult. And I think it shocks people when I actually answer it, because they, like you said, they look at pro wrestling as being fake. And I tell them, I said, listen, I said, when I go into an MMA fight, I get to take somebody out within a minute or 2 minutes and it's over. When I go into a pro wrestling event, I have to stay in there for 15 minutes to 20 minutes, and I'm getting slammed, hit in the face with chairs, getting punched and kicked and slammed for 15 minutes, four times a week, right? So I say, add that all up within a year, four times a week, and taking all that punishment on your body because you have to, as opposed to me going in and fighting once every 3 to 4 months.
Right.
And I get to take him out in a minute to 2 minutes. I was like, yeah. So I was more damage on my body doing all the stunts and all that stuff going into pro wrestling than I did be fighting for real, because I didn't have to let them hurt me.
Favorite wrestling match? Anything sticking out?
Yeah, I'd say The Rock.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, right?
We've heard of him.
Yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, and I think it was the match where he hit me in the face with a chair.
Oh, and that was your favorite.
That's my favorite.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and no wonder why I love MMA. Come on, bring it.
And bring it on. All right, I know we're almost out of time. Obviously, thank you very much, guys, for stopping by. One more time, how can people get in touch with you? Yeah. How can they get involved?
Yeah, Brandon Rhymes. You can call or text me directly, 813-670-7372. That's our consumer advocate hotline for my show. It's 813-670-7372. ConsumerQB.com is a website you can reach me at as well for now.
I might not ever get to do this again. So do you have a question for Ken before we're off? 30 seconds.
You know, I guess the question is, like, between the difference of when the sport started and where it is now, with, like, each, you know, state having different regulations, like knees down, two knees down, one hand and two knees. Like, it's kind of like a game of Twister now. Like, how do you feel about the new sport as it's, like,
the unified rules that are not unified?
Right, right, the unwritten rules. But how do you feel about the protecting the modern day fighter? Like, is it made the sport better or not?
I think they've made it more dangerous, because nobody knows what a strike to the back of the head is. No one knows really what a foul is, because it's so borderline. Like, what is behind striking behind the head? As far as I'm concerned, it's behind the ears. The whole head behind the ears is hitting the back of the head. And now it's the angle of the punch when it's coming in. If it hits you in the back of the head, but it's coming in as a loop, it's not to the back of the head. So I don't know what that is. It's almost like the catch in football. What's a catch? What's not a catch?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that at another time. How do people get a hold of you on Twitter?
At Shamrock Ken. Shamrock Ken. Website is kenshamrock.com. I have all my social media sites on there too, so if you want to check me out.
This year?
Yeah,
let's do it. We did it a couple years ago, but let's do it again.